Home and away games, okay.
Chris had to spend their money. They probably went down to the field.
So we looked yesterday, coming up with a couple of interesting ways of explaining why, although the Braisa tells us Kederi Shavisha Lavos Levasha Bachal of Mbisha Bnei Sadam, don't get too carried away with that Braisa. You should follow it because it's halacha, but it's only a din mid rabban. It's not really a din mid raisa. My Shabbeinu wouldn't have been Gervis as Braisa, and we gave multiple reasons why this scenario of cooking milk in a fleshy pot falls short. Why it doesn't quite meet the proper criteria to be also called deraisa. The one reason was it's a chisaron in the cheftza of the basar v'chala, because you don't really have basar here. What do you mean I don't have basar here? I have kederi shabish bishul b'basar. I have a tam of basar licked in the walls of the pot. So the answer is no, that doesn't really count, because that tam is not kikar. What do you mean that tam is not kikar? What are you talking about? Tam's not kikar. Tam is kikar. The basar v'chala, of course, tam is kikar. No, so the Rashba, already elaborated by the people of Gadam, came to the rescue and saying, that's a tam abom and a kli. The only time there's a din of tam ki ikum in a Torah is only tam abom and a mamish. So again, that depended on Rashba and a tam. That was everything we spoke about yesterday. But again, that was one angle, one way to approach the sugya of to knock down Kederi Shabishu Abbas to the Ramah Bas Mechav to Rabbah. Then we came to a different approach based on a Ramah, based on a Chashulchan, based on the Gemara Maseches Kul Daf Kuches. A whole different reason, a whole different angle as to what is lacking, what is missing in Atara. It's not a chisorn in the chefts of the boss or the chefts of the cholob, but it's a chisorn in the what? The maize bishul. In order for boss b'chol to be chalm in Atara, you need chefts number one, bosser, chefts number two, cholob, maize number three of bishul. All three of those factors are present. That is the result of those three things combined together, result of Boschov Deraisa. If any one of those are lacking, then at worst you have is Derabanan. So the second approach that we had yesterday was that it's felt, means it's chosr, it's lacking in the Mais Abishal Shabbal, because Abishal Sotera, and that's not a recipe. You don't call for Brias to be part of the ingredients in any given recipe. That was the second approach. Now, before we get back to that Ramah, which I wanted to speak to us a little bit more about today, it's important to highlight that we have two good, valid ways to wiggle out of Kederi Shabish Mabasa being a Shav Deraisa. I'll tell you why that's important. Why do we want to turn things into Derabonins for? We want to make life easy for people. We don't want to give malchus to people. We don't want people to feel bad about themselves. So when Mamet Chus and Klal Yisrael, like, you know, Lev Yitzchak Badishev, no one's really violating Deraisa. Anyway, is that our goal in life? Maybe that should be. We should try to be Mamet Chus and Klal Yisrael. But come on, there's got to be more to it than that. Because we are coming on the heels of the last sugya. And what do I mean by that? So if you remember the flow of the last sugya, so the Gemara introduced to us in Afzadi Zayin the institution of Kfeil Aramah. The institution of a Goyding Ne'amon, which raised a major, major problem, a major, major challenge as to the whole sugya. I spent 3 days this week talking about how in the world is a Goy Ne'amon, a Goy doesn't mean Ne'amon, it's in Halacha. And the first approach was taken by none other than who? Then who took the first approach? The easiest approach. Rashi said, what do you mean? What's the Shiloh? So no, it's Chazar, guys. It's Chazar. It's always good to Chazar. What was the bomb kasha against Rashi? The Mahan Bava Kama says it only works for Derabonis, not for Deraisis. So what was our initial reaction to that kasha? What did we say? Rashi! Rashi! Was Rashi Shikra the Tam Kikra? Can you do it before someone? The Tam Kikra is on the Rabbanan. Now, Rashi, we put the rest. Rashi was like, Rashi walked away unscathed from that Kasha. Rashi Lishitasa. We had to do more work on the Sugya. We weren't satisfied with that approach. Why? Because we saw Rishonim, and even more important in a certain sense, Achronim, Gedolei Achronim, such as the Shulchan Aruch, who borrowed Rashi's principle of Mesiyah Bitumo being the Nemanos, even though those Rishonim and later the Shulchan Aruch did not side with Rashi's conclusion about Tam Kikar. Those other Rishonim said that, no, Tam Kikar is Deraisa, the Chashur Ben Tam. So we had to come up with other razzle-dazzle approaches. Chazar, no, what were the three razzle-dazzle approaches that we had? What were the three different ways the Gedolei Acharonim knocked off the Deraisa? How did they turn this into a, how did they allow for Masech Mitumah to work? Even though it's a Deraisa? So we had the Taz, we had the Shach, we had the Rosh Hashulchan, right? We had an array of different answers. But that whole side show that we put on for 3 days of Shia was only dedicated to who? Who was there to save who? Who was there to save? Not Rashi himself. Rashi was good to go. It was to save the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch quoted Rashi as Masech Vitumo, not to say the fact that the Chacham himself hold that Tamshik is Dera Isa. But with world of Rashi, and Rashi's Hege Rashi sitting in a little corner in the, where did he sit? What was he learning?
Worms.
Sitting in, he learned in Worms, right? He left as a Shulchan, but he lived and he came back to Troy. Rashi's sitting in Troy and sitting in a little hole in the wall in France. And Rashi's good. Rashi's good to go. He doesn't need Tazis, doesn't need Shachs, doesn't need Shulchans. He's good to go. In the Shitasi. It's up to Heilige, Heilige Rashi. How did you let me get away with that? So the answer is, at the beginning of the week, you had no choice because I didn't ask you for any feedback. But number two is that you didn't know enough yet about Rashi Sheet, about that you couldn't even challenge what I said. But I presented to you Lamech like a breeze. Rashi is Lamech, means like a char. Rashi is Tamki Kistar. I'm one of these hunky dory. Now that you're smarter by the end of the week, jump on me, attack me. Let's hear it. Bos Mechalov. Wait a second, Bos Mechalov. Even Rashi agrees that Bos Mechalov, Tamki Kistar Isa. Quite frankly, everybody agrees to that. How do you know that? It's a Bos Mechalov. What, Gemara? What Gemara says? Bas Mecholov Tavikas Zichad Deraisa Lecholadeus. Knew where? Suches of an Aleph. Abaye saw in Bas Mecholov the model of Kol Terakula, and Rava prevented us from deriving the Kol Terakula. But within Bas Mecholov, Avad Abaye is right. Within Bas Mecholov is Zichadets. Only Tam Bas Mecholov is nothing more than just Tam Kiker. So wait a second. Now the sugya is not adding up properly. Even according to Rashi, we have trouble. Why? Because the medrash room that Rashi held, because they're abundant, that's in Chazan and Beil, etc. But by Bosu B'cholov, not true. Bosu B'cholov, because they're Isa. And therefore, Kfeilo shouldn't work. So maybe in a Chinami. Maybe Kfeilo only works by Shari Surim, according to Rashi. Maybe in a Chinami. Anyone bother reading the Gemara inside his item and out? The Gemara gave two examples of Tfeila. What were the two examples of Tfeila? One was the store of Rabbi Yochanan, which happened to have been what? Dak Tomei, so that's Shari Surim, that's okay. But what was the other example of Tfeila? What? Amar Rava, right? Merei Shabakashili. I used to be bothered with this Braisa. Kideru Shabishava Truma Levash Bechulet that I got. Aber Kideru Shabishava Bosa Vash Bechulet Bishma Rasitam. Who's going to be Tayyim? What did the Gemara say? A kfeila is going to be tayim. That means there are two examples, two illustrations in Shas, both on the same page. Chulin said he's out of our Gemara of kfeila. One is Shari Surim, one is Bas Mechalov, and Rashi in one fell swoop says for both, they're both covered by Masech Lefitumo. How in the world could Masech Lefitumo work even according to Rashi by Bas Mechalov? Isn't Bas Mechalov their Isa? So we presented earlier in the week that Rashi was home free. Rashi didn't need no tazes, no shachs, no chashulchans. And now we're back to square one. Not so simple. Maybe even Rashi needs the tazes and shachs and chashulchans. Because Rashi shtikl Torah that Tam Kikar is the Rabbanan, therefore kfeila is neman based on the Masech Mitumo, that only fits for one half of the kfeila. That it fits for the Rabbi Yechon story about the Dak Tommy, that's hunky dory. But when it comes to Bas Mechalov, Rashi's shot falls flat on his face. But maybe in Chayam, maybe Rashi also needs Taz and Shachs and Rosh Hashulchans, maybe. But I'm not so comfortable with that. Why am I not comfortable with that? I don't believe that, quite frankly. I don't believe that's true. You know why? You know why I don't believe it's true? Because it should have behooved Rashi to address the topic. Rashi had enough Tzadi Zayin just says, Kfeila Ramah, how does it work? Ayin Baba Kama. That's what Rashi says. I mean, he doesn't say the words Ayin, remember, that's what he says. By saying, it's based on Masech Lefitumo. There's only one place in Shas that we're talking about Masech Lefitumo. That's the end of Baba Kama. Rashi makes a clear reference to that Gemara without even spelling out the daf in the Masechta. But Rashi clearly has that in the back of his mind. And Rashi isn't even noches lekach. But by the way, according to Shach, you have to say the Eidei Shloim. It's a shtickle mitzvah of Vilgul also. And the Oidya Shloimar, that this is not real Eidus. And the Oidya Shloimar, that maybe there's a Chazoka Beikara. The Oidya Shloimar, Rashi didn't say a word. Rashi wasn't even Nochas, there's a Kasha here. What's the answer, basically? What does this seem to indicate to us? That even in the worldview of Rashi, the Tam Ki Ikus Deraisa, Bas Bechol, like everybody, the buck stops here. Tam Ki Ikus Deraisa, Bas Becholov, but Kederish Abishim Abosla and Vash Bechol is still on in the Rabbanim. For one of two reasons. And what are the two reasons? Either like the Rashba, the pre-regarded story, because there's a chiluk between Tam Abom and Abosla versus Tam Abom and Akli. Or perhaps number two, like Derech HaShulchan Shtichu Torah. That what? That's not what? It's not Derech Bishul. So it's those two answers that we gave yesterday, that Kederish Abishim Abosla and Vash Bechol has to fall short. Then the Torah being Bas Bechol for one of two reasons, it's not just something we made up one fine day. It's almost Munach Minei Ubei in Shittas Rashi. But the fact that Rashi invoked Mesiach Levitumo didn't augment it, didn't add to it, didn't embellish on it with any other ramifica, any other Svaras, any other Shittas, didn't make any mention of the fact that he's against the Beferish Gemara. Rashi seems to be assuming as a Dabba Poshut that Keder Shibishma Basar is only a Dirabonim. For vos is a derabbanan, as tapkik is derais basu chalav, either pri begadim shtichut Torah like the Rashba, or the chashuchah shtichut Torah like the Rambam. What? Okay, that was posher. Everyone realized that. Everyone chapped that. When you put together what we spoke about at the beginning of the week, put together what we read and spoke about yesterday, that should be move on to Ilov. Everybody say we have to go back to what we left off yesterday. We left off yesterday with the Ramah that got the chashuchah moving. The chashuchah made an equation. But just as the Gemara says in Kuches, that when you have Bosar plus Cholov, the Cholov is Ein Nes in Tam, it's such an insignificant amount. So that by definition is called Lav Derech Bishul. By that everyone agrees to that, when that was Rav's breakthrough on Daf Kuches. So comes, the Rabbon says, that by the way, when you have Tam Bosar, Hanivla, the Kedera, plus Cholav Mamish, that's also only Dirabonim, because Vaita, it's Lav, Derech Bishul. That was the breakthrough. And that breakthrough of the Aruch HaShulchan was to explain ultimately why the Ramah didn't take that Chumrah so seriously, about the two guys who are going camping, the Jew and the guy's got his milchik food, and Mechoshish maybe the fleshness in the walls of the top. And why the Ramah, yeah, Machtevek, that Chumrah, that Chumrah B'Amit, it's not really Migradin. It's not a problem, Bishul Bas Becholov. And again, this is Yerach HaShulchan's tight as to why it's not Bishul Bas Becholov. If I say, is there something else playing out in this Ramah? Is this Ramah a dead giveaway that this is what's really going on? And the real reason why this is Mutter is because it's Lav Derech Bishul. Is there any other way to read this Sugya, that Ramah, that Yeshayim, and the Ramah's ultimate rejection of that Chumrah? Are there other factors that are playing out that don't necessarily necessitate the Aruch HaShulchan's breakthrough? So here I have a big dilemma. One of my dilemmas is always a very tough deciding for me. On the one hand, you know, we're learning Chulin, the Tzadi Zayin, and we're trying to cover so much ground, can't you tell? And we're you know, basically learning Chulin. On the other hand, you bump into a mall like this, and that's, you know, the Yetzer Hara is just too powerful. It's too powerful. And I'm going to have to succumb to this one. I have to talk about this Ramah a little bit more. So I have to talk about this Ramah, even though there's a bracket in your notes. This would be a footnote in the Sefer. This is not the main thrust of the Sugya. The main thrust of the Sugya is, what's the status of Kedesh, Mishra, Basel, Rashi, Bechol? That's what really interests us. But hold, as the Gemara sometimes says, hold v'asli yad the name of Amilsa. Sometimes the Gemara, the Amoran themselves had the same yad, so they couldn't control either. So hold v'asli yad the name of Amilsa. We have to talk about this Ramah a little bit. You just have to bear with me, and I apologize in advance in case it's throwing you too much off the sugi. In case your parenthesis may be 6 pages long, but just hang in there. Okay. Hopefully before Shoshana we should be done. Maybe before Shabbos. Rabbi Kivega, on that Ramah, soon pays eye in your day, has a ha'ara or multiple ha'aras that turns the world upside down, not in your day, but in Archaim. What do I mean by that? Comes the Rav Kveger with a few curveballs into this whole discussion of the Ramah. He says he doesn't understand b'chlav what's going on. Yesh emim, the Rishayim, G'dayim Rishayim, we have this chumri, you're not supposed to stir the cold, because stirring the cold is going to be bishul and the other guy's food. Says Rav Kveger, I don't understand. What's in the other guy's pot? What's in the goy's pot? What I don't even say inside the walls, but what's cooking? So I take a look and I take a look and I see milk. He's heating up a cup of milk in a pot. Heating up a pot of milk. What am I worried about? Kenzai what? What's the worst case scenario possible? The absolute disaster, the disaster the Yeshua Machesh is for? Maybe an hour ago he cooked meat, right? And now he's cooking milk, or vice versa. So the bleas inside the pot are mixing together with the challah of the basar mamish, and that's basar chol deraisa. So again, forget the Aruch HaShulchan is dichoy, this is not deraisa. Forget about that. Before Aruch HaShulchan came along. So the thing is, stop, I don't understand. And that's a problem. What is so disastrous about that? Even Zolzan, if it's true, that's not a problem with challah. Why? Because we can hide behind what three magic words? What three magic words can we hide behind and be matha this whole story? Is it Shem Miskave? The Jew wants to cook basal cholov. The Jew wants to cook his own food. He wants to stir the flame, he wants to stir the coals to enhance his own cooking. Now, by doing so, Kenzai, there's a 50-50 chance, it could be that in doing so he's going to be cooking basal cholov. So what? That whenever I do action A and there is a chance that action B may result, even though action B is an Isser, it doesn't matter. I'm not mechaving to the Isser, and I don't even know the Isser is going to happen. That's hetta gomer legamri. The Gemara gives multiple examples of this. Some in Ucha Shabbos and some in Kalat Darakula. One of the examples, the famous example, the original statement actually of Rabbi Shimon and Shabbos was where? Concerning what? Ger of the meat the keys of the Savso, Vashley's Kavanasus Chritz. I'm allowed to drag a chair in the backyard on Shabbos, even though there's a possibility that a hole may be made. Making a hole is a serious problem for Shabbos, but it doesn't matter. Because two things are true. I'm not intending to dig the hole, and I'm not even sure the hole's going to happen. So that's Dovah Shem Miskavan, it's Mutl Lechatchil Shabbat Chatchil. Then there's a sugi maseches nazir that has the same principle by other Yisurim as well. A nazir is a lot of wash his hair, he's a lot of scrub his head, even though there is a chance, he may pull out a couple of hairs, and pulling out a hair of a nazir would be a very serious problem. But once again, he's not planning on pulling out his hair, and he's not even sure the hair is going to come out. That's called a dovah shem miskaven. And the Gemara says, we pass the Rabbi Shimon finish. End of discussion. Halacha Rabbi Shimon. So, frek to the kiveya, of a zoi that we pass in like, Rabbi Shimon, that Dov Shem is Kavin is Mutter. So let's call this a Dov Shem is Kavin and be Matrid outright. What is the Yesh Omen drawing us a cup and saying you're not allowed to do it? And why is there a Mod drawing us a cup and saying it's Mutter because it's not there? It's Mutter because it was never related to Sophic. It's Mutter because it wasn't even a Shah in the first place. Dov Shem is Kavin. That's the Kivega's famous Kasha. Famous Kasha from Kivega. What's Rabbi Kagan's Terrence? Famous Terrence Rabbi Kveger? Talk to Rabbi Kveger. No. There's a chance that there's Belius the Basar in this pot. I'm looking at the guy and all I see is Cholov in the pot. But it could be that he. The guy's not never to tell me one with the other. So it could be an hour ago he cooked meat in there. There's no way of ever knowing that. How in the world are they going to take an X-ray? Put it on the MRI of the pot. How am I going to figure out whether there's bleas inside? There's no way of knowing that. So it's a suffix whether there are bleas in the pot or not. So Zokhtu, we figure that's a problem. Well, I'm sorry. You just got finished saying that a Dover Shedem is Kave, by definition, means I don't know whether I'm going to make a hole, and therefore, if I'm not Lechavit, it's Mutter. So Manishtana, the fact that suffix bleas, what's the difference between suffix bleas and a suffix is going to make a hole? What is the difference between the two? Everyone understand? Everyone fine tune the kasher of Kivega? He's trying to make sense of the Stramoz Yeshom. He's trying to make sense as to what the Havi was Eilal Adas that should be a problem. Why can't you just hide behind Dov Shem Miskaven? So it's not going to be kibagina. What if I knew for a fact that there were bleas in this pot? I know I saw the guy cook an hour ago, Fleishix, and now I'm watching him cook. He cleaned off the pot, the bleas in the pot, and now he's cooking milk. I know for a fact. Would you call that a davar shel miskaven anymore? What would you call that? That's called a psikresha. Even though I'm not mechaven to cook, I don't really want to cook his, I'm not interested in cooking his food. My kavana is to cook my own food. But that's already enters into the category what's called a psikresha. Psikresha means that what if it's a very, very, very heavy chair, and I know for a fact by dragging it I'm going to make a hole? So what does the Gemara say? No, say it together to me. Who's with me in Sechah Sukkah? Bye for Rabbi Dhamma Chavayhu. I got to hear. You got to hear the words. You got to say it as it appears in Chazal. That even though Rabbi Shimon says Dovah Shem is Kavan is Mutter, the buck stops here. Dovah Shem is Kavan means 50-50. Sikresha means certain. It's not clear. What about 75%? Where does that fit in? Not for now. But the Gemara compares and contrasts between a Sofet, when I don't know the whole thing today, that's Tachon Mutter. In contrast to when I know the whole thing today, that's also Tzel Moshe Kisit and Nazir. Mishnah says the Nazir, Nazir Chayim Mefas Beis, the Nazir can wash his hair, the Nazir can play with his pecs a little bit, if I like say it, he can comb his hair. You know why? If he combs his hair, I don't know if people have hair, if you comb your hair, what's going to happen? The hair's going to come out. So that's already what? That's already not a Dabashim Sikam, that's already a Sikresha. Abayim, a Rav, a Dabashim Sikam, but you should be Sikresha for Lo. Okay, everyone with us? So we have two categories. We have Dabashim Sikam, that's when it's the latest of Sofek. You're not sure what's going to happen, you have a psikresha, but it's bad that it's going to happen. Zotur Kiveger, there's a third category. You know what the third category is called? I'm going to say it and you're going to laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at Kiveger. What's it called? A Sufic psikresha. You have a Sufic whether you have a psikresha here. What in the world does that mean? If the definition, part and parcel of the definition of psikresha means vados, what does that concept mean, a suffix equation? So, can I explain to you what it means? Anyway, you can say this all in one line. It's taking me 20 minutes. It's one line of today. Since we can't, they were the suffix equations. Every case of Dovashim Nishkavi, the latest a suffix is what? What's the key word? What's the key word? Every latest is a suffix lahaba. I'm engaging in an action, and I don't know how this action is going to play out. I don't know whether charitz or the hole is going to be made. I don't know whether I'm going to pull hair out of my head. The latest asafik is something that's in the future. Unknown. The unknown is in the future. What if the unknown is here and now? All the facts are present. It's just what? I'm not privy to that information. I don't know the facts. So the latest asafik is not what's going to happen in the future. The latest asafik is, did something happen in the past? That is called a Sofek L'sha'avar, not a Sofek L'habo. Zoktim Kivega, the Chiddush in the Halacha, the Dov Shem is Kavit is Mutter, means when the Sofek is a Sofek L'habo, all the cases of Chazal are Sofek L'habo. What would the din be if you have a Sofek L'sha'avar? That's not covered by Dov Shem is Kavit. You know what a Sofek L'sha'avar is called? It's called a what? A Sofek Psikresha. Made the Reb Shim Psikresha the Chai, Psikresha is a Nisidiraisa. If Psikresha is a Nisidiraisa, then what's a Suffolk Psikresha? A Sveiki Diraisa Luchoma. And therefore, whenever you have a Shaila of a Suffolk Psikresha, you can't hide behind the Reb Shim Miskavit. Suffolk Psikresha is, by definition, a Suffolk whether you're allowed to do it. And Sveiki Diraisa Luchoma, you're not allowed to do it. That's the thing is Gabal Kibre. And therefore, Zakir Kibrega. When I'm looking at the goy's pot and I see milk in the pot, I have a suffix whether there's an Isser Bas Becholof about to take place. Wherein lies my suffix? Identify for me on the timeline, on the spectrum, where the suffix is. Is the suffix about something in the future? No. Suffix is what? Is there a bleas in the pot right now? The suffix is about something that happened. Was there a bleas of Boston in this pot or not? I don't know. That's a suffix of information. I'm not privy to the information is there. I'm just not entitled. I don't have Ruach HaKodesh. I don't have extra vision. I can't read the insides of a pot. So I'm not privy to that information. That is not covered by Dovah Shem Iskamet. That is the suffix of Gresha, and that is problematic in Halacha. And that's why the Yesh Amram said, you have a shot of a deraisa, and the suffix of deraisa in your hands. If that's the case, if that's what's really going on in the Yesh Amram, could we give a whole other approach as to why the Ramah rejected the Yesh Amram? Yesterday we said the Ramah rejected the Yesh Amram because the Ramah was buying into the Archa Shulchan's idea that it's not called Derech Bishul, that the Ramah's eyes were on Kuchesim and Afel Chuvim. It was the Yerodeya Dikasvar, it was the Kashos, it was the Bas Bechol Dikadin that prevented the Ramah from accepting this Chumra Mikra Din. Now let's turn the tables and say, no, what's stopping this Chumra, what the Ramah thought this is not really true, it's not always called this Chumra, the Chisavon in this Chumra doesn't lick the Nuchat Bas Bechol. The Chisavon in this Chumra licked in where? In these definitions of Kivega, that the Yesh Aimrim, the Mordechai, those who showed the Hagos Mordechai, those who showed who bought into this Chumra may have subscribed to this Shtickle Tarv of Kivega, but the Ramah himself didn't buy into it. The Ramah himself said, Mapito. The Ramah said that when you have a, you know what a suffix Psikresh is according to the Ramah? According to the Yesh Aimrim, it's a Smeka Dirais of Chumra. And you know what it is according to the Ramah? A suffix Psikresh? I have another name for suffix Psikresh according to the Ramah. You know what it's called? Because it's a suffix. The Ramah never heard Sfeikis Lahbom, Lakalahaba, Mishaover. The Ramah didn't look at the timeline so distinct. Is a suffix? Is white a suffix? If it's a suffix, it's Nishkim Sigresh. Sigresh is Vados. If it's a suffix, white is Dovah Shem Iskamet. So maybe that's the word. Maybe suffix Sigresh, according to Ramah, is just a plain old Dovah Shem Iskamet. And that's the reason why it's here. If that's the case, that the Nekudas of Machloikas between the Yesh Amrim and the Ramah is not a Machloikas Ruchas Bas Mecholot at all. It's in a Machloikas, a fundamental Yusodistik Machloikas, that is much closer to Masechah Shabbos than it is to Masechah Chulin, as to does this middle category, this concept of Kivegar, Kivegar was Bechadish Yisrael, before Kivegar, nobody ever used this term of Suffolk Segregation. It was unheard of Suffolk Segregation. Kivegar is Mechadish, that they're Rishonim the Yesh Amrim and the Mordechai subscribe to this view, the Ramah Kenzayin disagrees with it, and that's the Nekudas of Machlokes. If that's the Nekudas of Machlokes, so then what is the Nekudas of Machlokes? What are they arguing about? Is Rabbi Kivega right or not? Does this make any sense to us, this idea of suffix segregation, or is this just a smokescreen? The smokescreen doesn't really exist. It's just a fight, a plain and simple old Dovah Shem Iskamet. So again, this is a shift from yesterday's shiur. I hope everyone begins to appreciate why this is on the topic, but off the topic. It means it has to do with this Ramah. It impacts Mos Mechalov. But it's not a Yerodeya topic anymore. It's now shifted gears back to Rechayim, back to Masechah Shabbos. Who's going to tell me? Who learned Masechah Shabbos with me? Who learned Masechah Sukkah with me? Who's going to tell from Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel what the Bir HaDover? If this is the Bir HaDover, what's the Nekudas Mechalikis? What is the Yesh Amrim and the Ramah arguing about if this is really what they're arguing about? Just say one achron. If you say the one achron, I know you're right. You got it. Hit it on the nose. It's Kavish Yurim. Beginning of Masechus Ksubis. Now do him a foursome, or should be a do him a foursome. Rabbi Chanan has the aside how you say this in the entire Sugya Psegreisha. No? Who's going to tell me besides Dr. Berman? Who's going to tell me the Tut Stadim in Rabbi Chanan? Vos is a Psegreisha. What? Okay. Good. Who's going to tell me now in lingo that we can understand? A, B. A/B. Mathematical. One simple way of codifying this from the Chonik. Pre-3 o'clock, post-3 o'clock. Right? Okay? Everyone got it? Okay. So in our yeshiva, so whenever we use that term, in all world yeshivas, if I'd say pre-3 o'clock, they wouldn't know what I'm talking about, because morning, say, afternoon, say the same thing. But in our yeshiva, whatever, we're not going to comment on it right now, but there's a concept of pre-3 o'clock and post-3 o'clock. So pre-3 o'clock is Torah. Post-3 o'clock are other things. What? Shh.
That's fine.
So, what do I say? Also, Rabbi said, Zokta B'chanan, there are two fundamentally different ways of understanding the aside of Psikresh. One can understand segregation through, Rav Chanan doesn't use these terms, obviously, but this is what Rav Chanan is describing, almost through psychological eyes, through the eyes of the subconscious. Namely, what's the whole idea of Dov Shem Miskav? What's the whole lumdus of Dov Shem Miskav? Kishmoy Kenu. I'm not Mechavim. I'm going to be held responsible for something I'm not even thinking about. It's not on my radar screen. The minute it becomes a Tzigresha, where does it enter? Right onto where? Right onto my radar screen. Namely, the minute of a room I can hide behind an e-kavan, a lack of kavan, and saying, I'm not Mechavim to make a hole. Don't bother me. It's not my ma'isa. I'm not interested in making a hole. That's true because you don't even know a hole is going to be made in the first place. But if you know in your heart and soul that a hole is going to be made, how can you say with a straight face you're not mechavim to make a hole? Of course you're making a hole. You know what's going to happen. So of course you're being mechavim to it. So psigresha undermines Dov Shem Miskavim because it takes away the tracks from the ikavana shabo, because psychologically we assume that you are really quote-unquote being mechavim. So that's one beer in psigresha. The psigresha ultimately is rooted in the subconscious of a person. The Eidish Lime, that was a post 3 o'clock. What about 3 o'clock? So, Rav Chanan, also use the mathematical term, but it'd be AB. This is AB. So, those who learn with us Masech HaShabbos, then learn with us Masech HaSukkah, the third parak. So, we developed the Yisoy. We developed the Rashba, and Shabbos developed this Yisoy. But the underlying feature of Dervish and Miskavim is that we can split between Maisa A and Maisa B. What I am embarking upon by dragging a chair is a Maisa. It's a ma'isa that's a ma'isa hamuteres. I am allowed to drag chairs on Shabbos. The ma'isa that I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos is making a hole in the backyard. I am embarking upon ma'isa A. I am not embarking upon ma'isa B. And that's why I can hide behind Dov Shem Miskavim. Because A and B have completely and totally been separated and divorced from one another. But something can trump that separation between A and B. Somebody can come along and say, don't look at the world in such fragmented ways anymore. It's not A l'chud and B l'chud, but there's a new concept, mathematical concept called AB. It's now one entity, it's a new compound called compound AB, Maisa AB. What draws A and B together? What creates that divot between A and B? What is the topic? What makes A and B into one unit? You tell me, what is it? For the fact that it always happens. That A always leads to B. When A sometimes leads to B, a shayad and A, sometimes it will make a hole, sometimes it will make a hole, so that A and B retain their distinction. But when A and B are always holding hands, A and B go hand in hand through life, A and B are mamish, binyan adayad, together, so that's called AB. And now, what are you going to tell the guy? It's okay, you're allowed to drag the chair because you're not really making a hole. What do you mean you're making a hole? By dragging the chair, what action are you doing? When you drag a chair that always makes a hole, what's the name of your action? Your action is called AB. At B is it is a malacha diraisa. So that's the reason why it's about. It's a problem because you are doing chadamaisa. And all of Dov Shem Miskavim is munach on the fact that it's two maisim, and this is no longer two maisim, this is one maisim. So wherein lies the distinction between Dov Shem Miskavim versus Psigresha? Is the distinction in Hilchas Kavanah Shabbos, Hilchas Machshav Shabbos, so to speak? Or is the distinction in Hilchas Kviyos Chad Nais versus Kviyos Tvei Nais? Two very, very different approaches. Nu, Rabbi Yisai, has this impact on Rabbi Kiva Eger? Has this impact on Mishra Mah? Nu, who's going to tell me? How does this impact on Rabbi Kiva Eger and Mishra Mah?
One mice when you turn on the grill, even though you're doing it for your own food that you cook, you're still doing machala because the guy's going to cook mushroom challah with you.
And if it's what?
And if there's a bleed in there, then if it's kavana, whether it doesn't matter if it's kavana going ruban. Second he turns on the grill, he's doing both actions.
And if you hold the other way?
If you go the other way, then if he's just going to cook his thing, then okay, the guy's doing whatever he wants to do, it'll be fine.
That's almost got it. We'll fine tune it a little bit. If you believe in the first biur of psigresha, the psigresha speaks to the psyche of the person. So what are we in effect saying? We're saying that when I know that the aveira is going to happen, I'm mechavin to that aveira. If I don't know why the aveira is going to happen, I'm not mechavin. That's the assumption of psigresha according to the first biur of Rav Chanan. when we're analyzing psychologically whether we can really declare that the Gavr is mechavein to the Yisr, that is presupposing that he knows it's going to happen, does it make any degree of difference psychologically as to why he doesn't know it's going to happen? Does it matter if the reason why he doesn't know it's going to happen is because of a suffik lahaba, or whether it's a suffik lishava? At the end of the day, when we give him a test and we're looking into the deep recesses of his brain, he's thinking the sveikus neurons are flashing, not the vadai neurons. He is not thinking for certain it's going to happen. So we can't ask him, well, why are you thinking it's going to happen? Don't you know it's a suffik lishava? He says, Rabbi, I've never heard of that. I never read Rabbi Kivegas in Sim Pezai. Never heard of this whole story. I'm only learning Chul, not learning Shabbos. So I'm telling you that I don't know there's an aver happening. Mach patli, whether he doesn't know there's an aver happening because he doesn't know whether the chair is going to make a hole in the future, or whether he doesn't know the aver of Bas Bechol is happening because he has no clue whether there really bleeds in the walls of the Bab. At the end of the day, he doesn't know the aver is going to happen. Holzman, he doesn't know the aver is going to happen. That undermines the application of what? Of psigresha. Well, if it's not a psigresha, then what is it? So we go down the first view of Rabbi Chanan. There is no reason to subscribe to this shibboleth of Kedaga. There is no reason to call a suffix secretion anything but a glorified what? Dov Shem Skab. But if you emphasize the second view of Rabbi Chanan, that the reason why psikresha gets its name, the reason why psikresha gets its unique status in halacha, is because it merges maisim together. So now we have to be very, very careful. B'medvar mamurim that ma'isim emerged, and b'medvar mamurim that ma'isim aren't merged. So when I'm doing ma'isim A, and I don't even know whether in the future B is going to follow holding hands, I don't know that. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the other yom. So kozma that there's a latest asafik where the B is going to be following A's footsteps, that's not a psikresha anymore. And that's blaib towa, adoption is gavin. But if the nature of the suffix is, I don't have all the information now. But if I did have the information, then I would know for certain that it's, what would I know? If I had the information that told me there are beliefs in this pot, then I would be able to say for certain that stirring the coals is a maisa of Bishul Vos Becholov. I don't know that information. We're sorry, I don't know that, it's okay. We're not going to hold you responsible to know that. But now you have to live your life like any other suffik deraisa. Suffik deraisa is luchumra. So if the nature of psikresha is a din of A, B, so then Rabbi Kivegas Svar makes a lot of sense. So it could be, Rabbi Isai, that this is the point of contention between the Yeshayahu and the Ramah. It is not lie in your day in the world of Erech HaShulchans and Sugis of Kedesh Bishop Bechalovs, Bishop Bebosel of Ashvot. It lies in a totally different area of halacha, in the area of psikreshas. How do you define exactly what a psikresha is? Everyone knows so far? Right? It's like, goes to Pshita, right? This is Pasha. Everyone learned? Everyone heard this stuff before? Everyone heard of it now? Everyone chaps it now? Okay? With us? Who's with us though? Who's giving me one last beer in the Machlag Yeshayahu in the Ramah? One last akuda, and we'll get back to Shir from the 2:30. Yeah. So Kivegi himself makes reference. So maybe there's something else going on behind the scenes of this barbecue. Man, just imagine what's going on here, out in the woods somewhere, out in the forest, and the guys has this pot of milk on the fire, and the Jew's sitting there and trying to figure out, can I stir the coals, not stir the coals, the sophic yeshom, you don't know, or the boss said yes, is it a shiloh, you know, if it's boss b'chol, is it a shiloh, is it a creation, or something like that. So much tires going on, though you just form a third beer, says Rabbi Kivegi. Does this meet the criteria of a psikresha or not? So, multiple times in Shas. Comes the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Gimel and Aleph, puts the brakes on Medu Shem Sikresha. Who remembers the brakes on Medu Shem Sikresha? So one line in the Gemara. And the Gemara says that if I'm doing action A, and I know for a fact the Malach is going to happen, but I couldn't care less about that Malach happening. That's a psikresha, right? It's a psikresha to what? I don't really care about it. And therefore, the Gemara says in one fell swoop, that what? What does the Gemara say? Pem Mali in Shabbos Kuf Gimel and Aleph. But Tzricha Be'ar De Chavrei, that therefore it is not a what? When you have Sigresh Lo Nichale, you are not what? What does the Gemara say? It's where? Lo Tzricha, the Gemara says you're not Chayav for doing it. At Khan the Gemara. You're not Chayav for doing it. There's a major machlekes in Rishonim as to why are you not chayav for doing it. Who knows? What's the machlekes in Rishonim? Why are you not chayav? Because it's lo nichlei what? But it's still psikresha. Why is a psikresha lo nichlei not chayav? It's a fair shikamar can't argue with the Gemara. So psikresha lo nichlei is not chayav. No? Why not? Fair shikamar. Shabbos kov gimel now. Why are you not chayav? Who's going to tell me why? So one easy way to hide behind and say, what's a Dov Shem is Kavi? That means a psikresha, it's not nichle, is ois psikresha. It's not a psikresha anymore. If it's not a psikresha, so mamela, it falls back to the old category of Dov Shem is Kavi. That's a psikresha of nichle is not chayav. Because it's just plain and simple Dov Shem is Kavi. If that would be true, so if I come and ask the rabbi, Rabbi, am I allowed to l'chadchila perform an act that's a psikresha of nichle? What would the answer be? Absolutely, because Dov Shem is Kavi Mutter. The Gemara says, Dov Shem is Kavi Mutter, 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 nothing wrong with it. So if you would ask Kishai, the rabbi, can I do a psikresh lo nichalei? The Gemara says, Potter, what does Potter translate to mean? It's not a Dov Shem, it's a Dov Shem is Kavi. What does that translate to mean? What magic word? Potter doesn't really mean Potter, it really means what? Mutter. Which great Rishon is the author of this Shita? The Sefer Aruch. Okay, anyone here learn Ksubas? Davav. Anyone here learn Sukkot Daf Lamed Gimel? Anyone here learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel? Anyone here learn Zvachim Tzadi Aleph?
That would be impressive.
If you learn any one of those Gemaras, then you heard of the Aruch. Okay? So this is a famous Shita of Aruch. Predated Rashi and Tosfos. Sefer Aruch. And you know what Tosfos says? What does Tosfos say in Shabbos Kuf Gimel Aleph? So one line Tosis. Tosis says, "Psigresh lo nichale is not potter because it's Dov Shem is Kavi." That is not correct. You know why it's potter? It's a psigresh gomor, absolute outright psigresh. No ands, ifs, and buts. It's potter for a total quirk. What's the quirk? Say a little more. It's what's called a malacha shetzich legufa. There's a cloud over Lucha Shabbos. But if I do a malacha for a different purpose that the Mishkan was done, say I carry a motzias hameis, I take a dead body out of the house into the street because it's smelling in the house, that's not a malacha deraisa. Why? Carrying the Mishkan was done to use items, not to remove items. I did the same ma'isa. It's not a Dov Shem is Kavi, it's a b'chavin mamish. I picked up the dead body, carried it outside, it's a ma'isa mamish at the kavana, but I'm doing it for a different mindset, therefore it's not a deraisa. It's called malacha deraisa. Whenever you have a psikresha lo nichale, what do you always have built in? It's always in a tikkun leguf. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm not interested in digging a hole in the other guy's yard. I'm not interested in warning the other guy's yard. I'm not interested in it. So I'm not interested in it, so it's built into the system. It's a malacha she tikkun legufa. My nafkamina? It's potter anyway. What's the difference whether you call a Dov Shem is Kavin and Mutter? What's the difference? What's the answer? What's the din of malach she'etzich legufa? It's potter of alosa. It's also b'derabonu. Which is exactly what Tosfos Shita is. So Tosfos holds that psikresh lo nichalei is also b'derabonu, and the Aruch holds that psikresh lo nichalei is mutter l'chadchi. So Rabbi say, there's another huge nafkamina between the Aruch and Tosfos. Huge. I mean really huge. Really, really big, and this is where the Ramon Yerodea is going to come back to us. Give me another nafkamina between Tosfos and the Aruch. Whether the poter of psikresh lo nichalei, everyone agrees there's a poter. Fair shikvar shabbos, can't argue with the Gemara. So there's a poter of psikresh lo nichalei. The Aruch claims the poter is based on Dov Shem is Kavi. Tosfos claims the poter is based on Lach Shem Shilufa. Give me a nafkamina, besides Asa Mutter. Give me a huge nafkamina.
Oh, Terabonans.
What about outside of a Shabbos? What about a psikresh lo nichalei that's not a Shabbos? No, let's walk it through. If you hold the poter is what? Dov Shem is Kavein. So then, that poter exists Rav Shem Iskaven's mutter. Remember, what was the other example we gave Rav Shem Iskaven? Who remembers? The Nozer case. Rav Shem Iskaven is a matvin kol tarkula. Very shikmar in many places. So if you go down the route of the Yoruch, not only is it mutter, it's mutter and kol tarkula. But if you go down the route of Taisis, then it's a special quirk of Ilcha Shabbos. Learn that from Lachas Machshavos, learn that from the Mishkan. There's nothing to do with kol tarkula. That if such a shaila would show up in kol tarkula, how would we have to paskin? We'd have to paskin that it's not only also, but what? It's not mishchayev. You have malchus. Whatever. It's a disagreement in the Torah. That's exactly what the Rosh says. That's the din. That's not the din. The dov shem iskaven b'chol tarkula kol tarkula is hetter lechetchila. According to Tosfos, it's also the deraisa. No? Who's going to tell me? What's the Ramon the Yeshem we're fighting about now? Shot number three. Could this be the source, the root of the issue? That, yes, it's a psikresha. Could be. It's a psikresha. Maybe Rav Kamek is right. It's a psikresha. And therefore the Yeshem says, Gavold, it's a psikresha. It's terrible. And the Ramon says, Gash. Well, who cares about psikresha? No? Why? Tell me why, no? What kind of psikresha is it? I care that the guy is cooking bas b'chol. So it's psikresh lo nichale. But what do the Yeshavim hold by psikresh lo nichale? What do they say? It's still awesome. Because the Yeshavim was subscribing to what? The Tosfos. Psikresh lo nichale and other resurum is a disaster. It's a deraisa. And why did Ramon laugh off this chumrah? Nah, this chumrah doesn't interest us. Because the Aruch, right? This would be great and gavaldic. Don't even begin to test me and check on me that the Ramah doesn't pass like the Aruch and Aruch Chaim. I don't want to hear that. Okay? But that would be a possible beer. So by saying, yeah, this is all a sideshow. We're getting back to Moshe Chol in 1 second. Everybody said, I want just a punchline now. If this is the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Yeshua and the Ramah, it doesn't lie in Hilchis Belias, whether that's called Dech Bishul, like Archashul. It doesn't even lie in Suffolk Psychration, like Rabbi Kivega. It lies in the good age old Machlaikis, old as the hills Machlaikis, ties in the Arach, about Psychration, Nichol, Vakal, Terakula. I want you now to tell me, what is the lumdus of the Kudus Machlaikis, ties in the Arach? What are they really fighting about? What should the p'tur of a psikreshul nichle be? Dorshe miskavin like the Aruch with all the ramifications thereof, or merely milachshay tzich leguf like Tosfos with all the ramifications thereof? What should the answer to that question be, Rabbi Zay? What? What should the answer be? Say me one word, one sefer, one gadol. Rabbi Chanan, the same Rabbi Chanan. So after Rabbi Chanan, it's all the same question. Why? Let's walk it through. If you hold that psikresha lies where, Rabbi Zay? In kavana. When I'm doing this action and I know that another action is going to happen, of course I'm being mechaving to the other action. What could stop that? What could prevent that? What could inhibit that? That of course. I know that B is going to happen. I'm doing A. There's no A, B. We never heard of math. We're in psychology, not taking math. So I'm doing A, and B is a separate action. And we're pointing a finger of accusation saying, you maneuver, you mechutzaf, you know you're doing B and you're being mechaving to B. Don't tell us any problemites. And what does the guy defend himself by saying? Ich bin mechaving to B. I couldn't even know who, where the B happens. If it's my backyard and now I'm watering my plants and I'm saving money on the garden, or I've been mechaving to B, I have to be honest. But it's the other guy's feeling achbadly. So, zopte mechana. If psikresha is rooted in psychology, it's in the psyche, the innermost thoughts of a person, that's true only if two conditions are met. Number one, it's vados. And number two, you need more than vados. What do you need? You need nichusa. You need, I want it to happen. And if you're lacking in the nichale, so it's ois psikresha. And if it's ois psikresha, if it's no longer psikresha, what is it by default? Once you remove the label of psikresha, what does it become? Where does it fall back? To what category? It's Dov Hashem Miskaven. It's lacking the criteria, the characteristics of Psikresha. As blight that remains in Dov Hashem Miskaven. As a Dov Hashem Miskaven, what's the din? It's mutter where? Kol Tarkula, Lechatchila, there's no issue whatsoever. And that is Shitas Aruch. And according to what we're saying now, which sheet is that? That's in a sense the Rambam. The descending sheet, the sheet is a Tosfos. Dover as a psik reish according to Tosfos lies in what world? In the world of ABs, in the world of Meisim. So what's a Pella? It's a Pella Godel on Tosfos. If that's right, the longest of psik reish is that it's one Meisim, one halacha is incomprehensible. If one mice is what's making or breaking a psik ratio, what halacha is incomprehensible? What gemara is incomprehensible? Shabbos kuf gimel. So then why does michus make a slice of the difference? If al pi din, A is always leading, if A and B are married, what does it matter whether I like the marriage or not? If A and B are married to one another, I'm doing B. So what's the answer? That's what Taisa scratched the head and says, it's tachet, not a davashim scavin. It's tachet blight of psik ratio. So why is it potter? So Tosfos had to go fishing and learn 157 blotted Shabbos and came to the realization that there's another Torah behind the scenes, lurking in the background. What's the Torah called? It happens just by a quirk to get away, but it's skin of its teeth. But there are two ramifications of that Tosfos. What is ramification number one? It's still also a nidderabana, and even more powerful. What else? It doesn't affect kol tarkula. So it comes out, Rabbi said, that no matter how you slice the Ramon the Yeshurim, where do you learn, unless you learn like your Chashulchan, like yesterday, if you learn it like your day topic, if you learn it like actually learning Maseches Chulin, so then everything we talked about today is irrelevant to the Ramon and Yeshurim. Hopefully you enjoyed it, but it's irrelevant to our discussion. It's a big, big, big parenthesis for nothing. But if you're willing to go down the route that what's really going on in your day of Peg Zion is really Chazer Maseches Shabbos, is really just an opportunity to Chazer and to clarify the Yesodos of Segresha, then it comes out whether you like to present the Machlokes, the Yeshama, and the Ramah in terms of whether you accept the Kaveger's suffix to category, or whether you think that the Ramah and the Yeshama are just a throwback to the old Aruch and Tosfos. At the end of the day, where does it all lie? Where does it all fall back in place to? Everything is on the coming of Yeshalom. Where? Right back to the lap of where? To Rabbi Chanan Chakir. No matter how you slice it, that is the Machlokes. Whether it's manifesting itself in the principles of Sufis Sikresha, or whether it's manifesting itself as a recurring theme of the Aruch and Tosfos coming back to haunt us again, it's the same Torah. It's all the same thing. Bottom line is, where's Sikresha? Is Sikresha here, or is Sikresha ABs? Is Sikresha halacha? It's a pre-3 o'clock. Or is Sikresha psychology? It's a post-3 o'clock. But again, these two Biurim that we gave today are obviously taking this Ramon Yeshomim out of context of Yerideya, and placing it much closer to sugyas of Shabbos, Vachim, Sukh, etc. But yesterday we went down the other route. The other route being that we wanted to keep it Yerideya topic. We wanted to keep ourselves anchored yesterday, and be anchored in Yerideya. So we invoked the principle of Derech HaShulchan that's lacking Derech Bishul. We elaborate upon the Gemara reference to the Gemara of Shechul Kuches. And just in passing, as we point out at the beginning of Shia today, that's very, very helpful that you say, because it even adds a little bit more Yishiv Adas to Rashi back from the last sugya. So Habecha Yivchar, you could choose. Everyone saw the Ramah. Everyone saw the Yesharim in the Ramah. Everyone saw the Ramah disagrees with the Yesharim Ikeradin. Everyone chopped right away. Three different Biurim. What's Pshat in that Machlokes, right? Poshut. Clear as day. Yesterday's Biur, the two Biurim for today. Okay, now we can be in Shia for today. Yeah.
What is the Ramah hold by Shabbos?
Yes, that's what I said under my breath. I don't want to get too serious about that. The Ramah probably doesn't accept the Aruch. It's not 100% clear because the Shulchan Aruch has a Lashon where he quotes that there are people who are Sedech in the Aruch, but he doesn't like it, and the Pashas in the Ramah is that he's not a big, big, big fan of the Aruch. To such an extent, those who remember from 2 years ago, the Ramah isn't even willing to buy into the Aruch by the Rabbanans. Remember that? Remember the Mechab in the Ramah by Tzeda, by the clothes in the box and the flies? Vaguely? Cutting the cakes, yeah. So the Ramah is not a big fan of the Aruch. So the third Pshat would be interesting, but it's probably not really what the Ramah is driving. It may explain the Yeshomim, but it doesn't probably adjust it. Okay, everybody said back to our story. Back to Shira. So everybody said, there is a din in the Braisa, Kedir Shibishu Basla Vash B'chol and Gishu B'nai Sintam. So come all the Rishayim and it's quoted Shulchan Aruch, B'li Shum Pikpok, B'li Shum Chaylai. That statement of the Braisa and Gishu B'nai Sintam, that if you cook the milk in a fleshy pot, you have to throw out the milk. If you don't have shishim, which you're probably not going to have, you have to throw out the milk. Gamed devar mamurim. That's only what? If the tam habasar habalua b'sech hakedera was what? We're still gishmak. We're still tasty. We're still yummy. But if the tama b'lua b'sachak deira is already very, very, I'm going to say a Yiddish word, not a Hebrew word, shvach, which means pagam, which is the opposite of shvach in Hebrew. So if it's shvach, it tastes bad. Confused everybody. Okay? If it doesn't taste so good anymore, it's rancid, it's spoiled, it's rotting away inside the walls of the spa, so then, yes, man, then there's nothing to worry about. Then the milk's not going to become tereif, because we're going to hide behind what principle in halacha? Three magic words? Neisim tam lefgam. That's a whole new term for us. We haven't even seen that term yet. But we know there's a term called nosim tam that we already got, and according to many opinions, even deraisa, whether or not it's deraisa here is up for grabs, but there is a concept of nosim tam. Deraisa sometimes, according to many, all the time. But comes the Gemara in the end of Masechta Vayozar and puts the brakes on Nesim Tam and says, but make the Mamamur Nesim Tam is a problem. That's why it's a Nesim Tam L'Shevach. But it's adding a good taste. But if it's adding a lousy, miserable taste, it's ruining the food. That's Tam L'Fgam. V'chi agad al Osra Torah. V'shtei Tazoy, who told Chazal that? How did Chazal figure this deep, dark secret out? Tom Kiggs there, Aisa, Bas Bacholov, Gili Nochrim, Nozir, Alamikairis. How do you know an arbitrary distinguish for the taste good, doesn't taste good? Gemara says, no, based on a passage from 2 weeks ago, Pasha's read. Loisa Chilchon Nevela, a Gerishim Shrechted Dona Bachol. The Torah says, don't eat Nevela, don't eat an animal that wasn't Shrechted. What should you do with it? Give it to the Goyim. Ger, it doesn't mean a Ger, it's a Ger Toishav. Or Mochel Nochrim, give it to a Mamasha Goy, sell to a Goy. You can eat it, but you can give it to the goyim to eat. Twice of the Torah is describing that you're giving it to the goyim to eat, then it's talking about something that's what? If the goyim are reading it, then it's something that's what? It's edible. If it's rotten to the core, it's rancid, it's spoiled, so the goyim aren't in, they're thrown into the garbage. So for the fact that the Torah gives the option of giving it to the goy, it shows that rak b'chi hagav medibra ha-Torah, and when the Torah says l'socha nevela, that's the nevela more of a Torah. And that's the source for Bishimon's famous formulation, the Yemes Echaz of Edizara, Nevela Ruya Legea Kri Nevela, Nevela Shein Ruya Legea, here again, Gehra means Legea Taisha, Eina Kri Nevela. And this is the source of the basic principle in the Yemes Echaz of Edizara that appears in many, many sugyos called Nesin Tav of Gam is Mutter. It is based on this idea of Nesin Tav of Gam that the Gemara has a startling statement in the Yemes Echaz of Edizara. The Gemara raises the question that there's a stira galuya between two parshas of Chumash. I mean, you have to really, really know how to read Chumash properly to appreciate the stira. Most people, both did them and go right over there. Chazal read Chumash, they didn't know how to read Chumash properly. They read that pasuk L'Sochach L'Neveila, and they realized that's the Torah is teaching us this Chiddush HaTorah, the Kula L'Hefter of the Veil Shemagir Live Kula Neveila. On the other hand, they also read Parshas Matas. What does Parshas Matas say? What does it say Parshas Matas? What does it say? When you get pots and pans from the goyim, what do you have to do? Gevalt, you have to kash them, get up all the temporal blias out of them, leave them, you got to do the works to him. And if not, it's going to trade for all your food, right? That's what it says about Shemathis, right? Chazal had a problem. Chazal had a dilemma how to read those Pesukim Parshas Shemathis in light of the Pesukim Parshas for A. What was the problem? What was the problem? What was bothering Chazal? You can't understand what Chazal is saying, you don't understand what the dilemma they were facing was. What was bothering Chazal?
What's the time of time is
what
you're
after
doing
now? Just wait. I didn't say anything about waiting. I cooked in a pot 6 months ago. It was gewaldig, a myridig, a flesh, the real schmack of stuff, the heavy duty fat in the fapeya, schmack. And some of that time seeped into the walls of the pot. And now 6 months have passed. And now I cook my potato soup, and some of that schmaltz of the fat of the meat is coming out of the walls of the pot into my potato soup. What do you think the overall impression of the potato soup is? Do you think the potato soup is saying, gee, come, join me, you're going to make dinner more enticing? Or what do you think the potato soup is screaming to the schmaltz? Get lost, you rotten, lousy piece of rotten, spoiled meat. You've been sitting inside the walls of a pot. Sitting inside the walls of a pot is not conducive to tasting very good. And therefore the Gemara says that all bleas inside the walls of the pot are always, by definition, going to be what? The walls of gam. Abazoi, that bleas inside the walls of a pot are always going to be lefgam. So then why does the Torah bother telling me to kasha kelim? Just cook with the kelim. What's the problem? Isn't it nice and tough of God? That was the challenge. Who here realized that was the challenge of Chazal posed? They had a posik in Parshas Re'eh, they had a stuff of Kamiz Mutter, they had a posik in Parshas Mat, this is a Parshas of Kiyulik Limidion, they had a scientific reality, they went to the lab, Teramada, they understood that the time inside the walls of the pot is rancid, is rotten, spoiled, and they were trying to wrap their hands around these three phenomena. So comes the Gemara at the very end of Masechet of Edizor and says, this is the answer to this kasha. There's only one answer. What's the answer? Lo Osra Teira Elawat, say it together. Lo Osra Teira Ela. What's this on the Mamakarms? Ela Kedair Basyema Bulbad. That yes, it's true. Bliyas inside the walls of a pot turns rotten, spoiled, and horrible. It's just a little bit of time. You need a little bit of time for that to happen. It doesn't happen in 5 minutes. I just cooked a delicious meat. What happened? It enters inside the walls of the pot and becomes rotten over in a second. A little bit of time. How long? 24 hours. And therefore, when the Torah insisted that we cash our pots, what's the Torah talking about? If you want to use those pots within 24 hours. And if you don't, put them aside and have the barbecue next week, you don't have to cash the pots. So you shouldn't come on. Minatora, I didn't say good Torah pots. Minatora, but Osra Torah Kedevah Shemulah. Nice in time of Gam is not a problem. At least not a problem in the Torah. If that's the case, what kind of Kedevah Shemulah Bosna Vash Vachon Vishabah Vashabah are we talking about? Put two and two together. When was the last time you used this pot to cook fleshiks with? Must be what? Within 24 hours. Because if it's more than 24 hours, any time it's coming out is no time of gam, and that presumably doesn't concern us. Right? So as I stay in Shulchan Aruch, the Kedemir Shabisha Basar, Bim Bisha Benosin Tam, Hocha B'mayaskinon, Ayin Avedizara, Hocha B'mayaskinon, is a Kedemir Bas Yoyma. Over it's a Kedemir Shabisha Basar, it's more than 24 hours, you're good to go. You can hide behind the stomach of calm. Everything's hunky-dory. If I say, that's a din, yadu'am of fursam, nimnu begamun shukharach, belishim chaylik. Why that should be so, and the unique problems of bas b'chalav, anyone get started a little bit in Pesachim, in the second parak, chavei? Who went ahead of me in the Mamakamas? No one did Pesachim, chavdal, chavei? No one did it yet? Okay. Everyone realized the bomb kash, what I just said? Everyone mechavin to Bios and Abishas Kasha. You didn't read the Gemara Pesachim, careful enough. Okay, everyone's got to go back to the Mamakamas. Think through. Guys got to think of the Mamakamas. The goal of the Mamakamas is not just to read a line here and there. Oh, gee, by God, let's move on. Try to think about it a little bit. Digest a little bit. Try to connect the dots. A little bit. Not too much. A little bit. I don't even know how to connect the dots. But eventually, try to connect the dots. Try to think, what's going on? So, hope that's Shimon Sadler. Try to do something. A little bit of Chumash. A couple of minutes. 2 minutes. Chumash.
All right. Bring it in there.